This is a Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. This is Dick Morphew, welcoming you to another of our special series of discussions from Washington. How often, when you've become somewhat concerned over developments in the nation's capital, as somebody suggested, talk to your congressman about it? Well, we've been talking to a lot of congressmen during this series of programs in Washington. Today we have something that is even a bit more unusual, because we have a congressman who's going to talk to his congressman. To explain this, what may be by now a complicated situation, I'd like to introduce our two guests for today. First, Congressman John Bell Williams of Mississippi. And Congressman Williams, when he is in Washington for the sessions of the House, makes his home in Arlington, Virginia. The congressman representing the Arlington district where Congressman Williams lives is Congressman Joel T. Broyhill, a Republican from Virginia, lives in Arlington and has been in Congress since 1952. Congressman Broyhill's district lies immediately south of the District of Columbia. It's included in the Washington metropolitan area. And Mr. Broyhill is a builder and in the real estate business. So let's start off the program by asking Congressman Williams, what do you want to talk to your congressman about today?
Well, Dick, first let me explain to you that I, like some 70, 75 or 80 other members of Congress, not all being from the South, incidentally, or consider themselves refugees from the District of Columbia. You know, as I've told you on many occasions, that on May the 17th, 1954, at about 12 noon, the Supreme Court handed down its Black Monday decision. And at 10 minutes and 10 seconds after 12:15 on May the 17th, 1954, I started looking for a place to live in Virginia. I felt that Virginia was a southern state, and of course I have children in school, and that's a consideration with all of us. Joel, you have some, how many members of Congress live in your district?
John, there are 76. I think there are 72 members of the House and four members of the Senate. We're mighty proud of the fact that we have that many members of Congress living in our community, and I'm particularly happy to have you as not only as a constituent, but as a neighbor.
Well, thank you, Joel, and I'll say this, that I have a mighty fine congressman, even if he does wear a Republican label. He's a good Southerner and a good American.
By the way, not only does Congressman Broyhill have a large number of lawmakers in your district, but I understand there's another unique fact about your district from the standpoint of per capita income.
Yes, in fact, I believe the statistics will show that it has the largest income per capita of any other community in the United States, and I think that's primarily due to the fact that it's a large federal employee area, and plus the fact, and this is unfortunate from the standpoint of the nation's capital, but many people every year are moving out of the nation's capital into the suburbs and into Virginia, and the lower income people are migrating into the center of that cosmopolitan area.
You're in a position to observe this very well.
Oh,
in
yes,
the real
indeed.
Business.
In fact, the matter is, it's not only the economic situation, but it's a racial situation as well. A large percentage of the people are moving from the District of Columbia for the same reason that Congressman Williams moved out.
Of course, others are not so frank as to admit it.
Well, as you pointed out earlier, having been in the real estate and developing business, we've had numerous people stating that they were buying in Virginia because of the racial situation in the nation's capital. And I think that's a very serious thing when we have, without regard to the racial question, it's a very serious thing when we have the economics of our nation's capital changing to that extent. We want to keep the nation's capital a beautiful place. We want to keep it a monumental place. And certainly we don't want the economic factor there to change to the extent that we have the lowest income, the lowest, lowest standard of residence living in the actual center of that national capital area. Now, that's a problem I understand in many metropolitan areas in this country. But I think that the Congress and the American people should be concerned with what's happening here in our nation's capital in that respect.
Joel, you and I were both members of the subcommittee which investigated conditions in the District of Columbia schools, along with Congressman Davis of Georgia, a couple of years ago. Without going into the details of our findings in that investigation, wouldn't you agree with me that the information which we elicited in our testimony indicated beyond any shadow of a doubt that there were thousands upon thousands of people in Washington who were moving into the segregated suburbs to escape the deplorable conditions which existed in the District of Columbia schools following the year 1954. Well, don't you think that accelerated that movement to the suburbs?
Unquestionably, as you pointed out, that was verified over and over again and during those hearings. In addition to that, it was very thoroughly and completely pointed out that the educational standards in the school system of the District of Columbia was being lowered. They had many of these children, and this is an unfortunate thing, that were being integrated into our system, and the teaching had to be reduced accordingly to, comply with the ability of the lowest...
The standards had to be lowered considerably, didn't they?
In order for the majority of the students to absorb what was being taught. And of course, we, as you know, John, while that was brought out very vividly in the testimony, a great deal of the testimony was somewhat suppressed in that there are many other witnesses that have a lot to say that were just a little bit cautious about coming before the committee because of reprisal. But
you remember, there was a direct threat by one member of the school board against a teacher and other teachers who were coming before our committee. Getting around to another matter for a moment. Surely. Right ahead.
This one factor that I think a lot of people probably don't realize because they haven't seen it up close. You mentioned, both of you a moment ago, that the quality of instruction had to be lowered in the schools. Isn't that usually the case when any issue is forced that you pretty well have to resort to the lowest common denominator?
I think perhaps that question answers itself, Dick. Certainly, we found that to be true here in the Washington schools.
Thank you.
And I'm quite sure that Mr. Broyhill will agree with me in that.
I most certainly do.
Joel, a couple of years ago, Senator Byrd made the statement to the effect that Virginia was the first line of defense, or the first line of battle, perhaps, in the attempt by the federal government and the Supreme Court to break down and federalize our school systems in the South. Of course, Arlington County is the front line of defense in the state of Virginia. Now, I know that the Arlington County schools are under a court order at the present time, and I know that certain preparations have been made by the state legislature, and some preparation by the people of Arlington County to avert such a disaster. Do you feel that the Arlington schools are in immediate danger of being integrated regardless of the court order?
No, I do not think they're in immediate danger of being integrated, John. Arlington County, Arlington County and all of Northern Virginia for that matter, while it is made up of people from all over the country, many people who are maybe feel the same way as we do about it, but are not familiar with by direct observation with the problems that you have in many places in the South, I don't believe that you'll find the majority wanting to see the schools integrated. You do have a large number out there that are concerned with the threat to closing the schools as well as a threat to destroying the school. And that does cause a large number of our people, practically everyone, a great deal of concern about the pending court order. However, our state law will not permit the integration of any schools in the state of Virginia, whether it's one colored child or 50 colored children. Now we're coming to an impasse here.
I can't help but repeat there that that's the very reason that I'm living in Virginia while I'm in Washington.
Oh, as I said before, very glad to have you too. But we are coming now this fall to something that might appear like along the lines of an irresistible force meeting an immovable object. We have a court order saying that you shall integrate. We have a state order, state law that says we will not integrate. Now that's what's causing so many of our people a great deal of concern. Does it mean the closing of our schools? I just can't conceive of the people of the great Commonwealth of Virginia who over the period of the years built these schools and brought them up to the present standards, permitting anything to happen that will jeopardize that school system or destroy that school system. And certainly that includes integrating the school system. I just can't conceive of that happening.
Of course, at present in Arlington County, you have an excellent school system. One of the best in the United States.
That's correct.
And I'm quite certain that the people of Arlington County do not want anything done, whether it's integration or whether it's a abolition of the public school system and a reversion to a private school system of some kind. They don't want anything done that will result in lowering the standards of their education. Of the education of their children. And of course, integration of the races into one common school has been proven incontrovertibly and beyond all contradiction to lower the standards of public education in every school where it has occurred to any great extent. Isn't that correct?
Well, that is the way the vast majority of the people in the state of Virginia feel, that the integration of the school system would impair the whole entire education process. So it isn't only a question of tradition and heritage there and our customs, and I think they are great things within themselves, but we do feel it would jeopardize the educational standards and lower those standards in the future, even if we didn't have heritage and customs and traditions involved.
Joel, our time is almost up. Just a minute, Dick. I know what you're going to say, but I want to add this before we conclude this program. I want to say to you, Joel, that I know what your situation is in Arlington County. And I know how much courage it takes for you to come and appear on a program of this kind and to explain your philosophy of government, because I know that your explanation might be so often misunderstood and deliberately distorted by certain people over in your area. I want to congratulate you on your courage, for what you have had to say here, for your courage in participating in the school investigation of the District of Columbia. I think you're a great American.
Thank you, John. And thank you very much, both of you, for being with us today. Our guests have been Congressman John Bell Williams of Mississippi and Joel Broyhill, a Republican of Arlington, Virginia. Until next week at the same time, when we will be back with what we hope is another interesting discussion for you, this is Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us, and so long, everyone.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens' Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. The Citizens' Councils believe that a nationwide program of education and information is the most effective way to meet these dangers. Each of us has a job to do. Join and support your local council. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help.